Last time we saw last Friday that how one, by practicing this yoga, the yoga of action, comes to that stage where in and through all actions it is the God alone that manifests. There is no awareness of separateness. It is all the sense of oneness. And yet you see that the activities are going on. It is all activities, therefore, like somebody is eating, somebody is walking, somebody is doing some other works. All different works there take the form of this ocean with different waves. The ocean doesn't become many, but yes, there are the exchanges of waves. They rise and fall, they interact. So, if our awareness is that of a wave, then we get buffeted here and there. We come in contact or conflict with other waves. We have thus a lot of problems. Like a wave, we also are born. Like a wave, we also die. So our awareness there is a limited awareness. And the problems that we face are addressed in this limitation. If we get rid of this limited awareness, well then we see these problems disappear. And if we say that, well, I don't want to get rid of this limited awareness, then whatever else we do, the problems won't go away. They will change their forms. They will become, instead of one problem, you will get another problem. Instead of having, you know, one desire that is bothering you, you may get another desire that equally bothers you. Our life will not reach fulfillment except this awareness. In this awareness of oneness alone, there is fulfillment. And therefore, Lord has been advising Arjuna and all of us to attain to this awareness. And it is possible for each of us. Let us not have this idea that, well, I am so stuck with my individuality. I do not have any idea how can I have this awareness of that everything is just one and the multiplicity is just a dream. It is not real. How can I get identified with ocean rather than with a wave? It is just a matter of changing or transforming our consciousness. It comes through properly channeling our activities, our works. It is this very beautiful thought is given in Bhagavad Gita at a very practical level. Everyone can practice this wherever we are, at whatever stage we are. This principle of yajna or sacrifice that is being discussed in this fourth chapter. And we saw the 24th verse of the fourth chapter last time, that this principle of sacrifice, yajna, is a ladder that gradually brings us step by step up to the ultimate level, ultimate awareness that everything is one. The external names and forms of the activities, they still remain. But the internal consciousness about those actions become completely different. Like it is the Sri Ramakrishna used to give the example that if a sword that is there and it is touched by a touchstone converts the baser things into gold. So a sword made of steel touched by that magic touchstone gets converted into a gold. Now the shape remains the same. The shape doesn't change. What has happened? Well, the internal change has taken place. Now, as the internal change has taken place, its functions also have changed. Now, it cannot be used for warfare. Gold is too soft and also very valuable. It is not meant for such things. So, our lives also, when get touched by this touchstone of knowledge, the ignorance vanishes. And we see this awareness. So this is what we need to insert in our actions, this element of rising on this ladder, one after another, one step after another step. And it happens. It is what action we are doing is not at all important here. How, with what attitude we are doing, that alone is important. Whether we are in some business, whether we are teaching in school, whether we are engineer or we are a medical practitioner, or we are doing any, whatever kind of work, that somebody can be in the business of a janitor, somebody can be business in the this of doing the work of nurse at schools and colleges and where hospitals. All in the different social strata, there will be so many works being done. Which work we do is completely immaterial. But how we do it, the attitude with which that work is done, that alone is important in this. And therefore it is told here, that that action that we are doing gradually transforms our awareness, and the external shape of the action remains the same, but the awareness gets transformed as everything, all interaction. The suppose somebody is nursing a patient. That is the job. Suppose somebody is working in the hospital as a nurse. Now his or her job is to provide care to the patient. And that before this awareness, there is I am doing this work, that is my patient. I get so much money for doing my work. And I should get more money, I should get more better power, more this thing in society, I should get more enjoyments. All these things are associated with whatever work is being done. And there is all the reactions of that work are there too. Now, gradually the spirit of sacrifice enters there. And the conversion takes place inside, that the person now does not see that work as just work, it becomes a kind of worship. It is, patient is a form of God. This body is also a form of God. The all those instruments and the substances like medicine and whatever is there, they are also the forms of God, like the different things, utensils or whatever we use for worship. All that is the different forms of divine. So all that gets pervaded through this divine awareness, all is full of that. So this is how that work goes on. But now that work is not just the ordinary work. It is it completely changes the basic consciousness behind it. It is the one God that is pervading through all this. We saw in last class that beautiful example Saint Jnaneshwar gives, that if in a rock there is the carving of a worshipper, there are those the deities are there carved, and the worshipper is also carved. The various utensils with which the worship is done, that is also carved. And now, this is nicely carved in that stone. Suddenly, now imagine that the stone in which it is carved, that stone becomes alive. Now, what will be the awareness of that stone? That worshipper is also the stone. Same, I am that worshipper. I am those utensils with which the worship is done. I am all those deities which are being worshipped. All is that one reality. So this is how the awareness of this person becomes. And whatever work we are doing, each work has equal potential to take us to this goal. We don't need to change our work at all. It is not necessary at all that this particular job of teacher is full of so many anxieties, so many problems. No, let me take up the job in a bank. And it is not necessary. Whatever work one does, each has the same potential. Therefore, in Mahabharata there is the story of a butcher who is now seemingly doing the work which is kind of violent and not considered in that Indian context to be a very nice work to take up. One feels that while doing such work, nobody can attain to this supreme awareness. See, this fellow is killing animals and then skinning them and then selling the meat, and all that is going on. So in that butcher's shop, this butcher is doing all work, and a mendicant was sent there to get knowledge from this butcher. And the butcher was a person of highest knowledge. So he said, well, yes, to the mendicant. Now mendicant is supposed to be, you know, he is doing penances, doing austerities, and seemingly a spiritual person. But this spiritual person lacked this knowledge, seemingly spiritual. And this butcher was perfectly established in that knowledge. He explained that, yes, this is all full manifestation of Brahman. So one can keep on doing actions without getting attached. This is the secret. Do your actions. Whatever you want to do, whatever is your duty, do it. Don't get attached, don't get caught, do not entertain and expand your expectations. Expectations have the tendencies to go on expanding. Expectation do not remain stationary. This will happen to me, and then I will get elected as mayor of the city, and then after that I will go for this to become a senator, and then maybe I will become this and that. I will soon become president in a few years. Keep on, when the expectations go on, at even if somebody is in a job, a teacher starts first expecting, yes, my salary will increase and all that, then I will become head of the school. All such expectations creep in. These expectations are what stop us or stop our work from becoming yoga. So give up expectations and attachment, and then every work that we are doing becomes a worship and takes us to this awareness of oneness, that all is divine. So in the next, some of these, about six verses after this, from 25th verse in this fourth chapter up to the 30th verse, the different types of such sacrifices have been told, just to show that according to one's station in life, according to one's capacity, according to one's constitution, the different types of works are done. But the spirit of sacrifice, spirit of yajna, is to be maintained in each of these. And that is what takes us forward. It is not the form of the work. So there are different types of these activities are told. We will see that in every activity, external form is different, but one principle is common. And that principle is giving up the desires, rising above the desires, rising above likes and dislikes. That is a common principle that we will see in all these activities. So, the 25th verse says, Daivameva pare yajnam yogina paryupasate Brahmagnava pare yajnam yajne naivopajuvati. Sacrifices to the gods alone other karma yogins resort to. Still others offer the sacrifice by the way of a sacrifice in the fire of Brahman alone. So there are people who see different deities bringing different benefits, different things to them. So they do sacrifice in their name. And it is okay at their level, that is good. It is again this doing sacrifice. So only they have to do is consider all these different deities or the different things, benefits that come to them. They are the form of the one God. When they see that, that becomes a yajna that takes them forward, that makes them move on towards their goal. So this is, then there are some who sacrifice everything in this fire of Brahman. Fire of Brahman means this thought that everything is really one reality. So I don't have to offer oblations to different deities. It is everything goes in one this one receptacle only, and therefore they offer sacrifice only to Brahman. So it is some are like that. Then there are some which is we now come to a more practical level, and that is Shrotradin Indriyanyanne Sanyamagnishujuvati Shabdadin Vishayananne Indriyagnishujuvati. Others offer the ear and other senses as sacrifice in the fire of self-control. Others again offer sound and other objects of the senses in the fires of the senses. A very beautiful, profound idea is put here. See, normally how our sense organs work. A person who is not following the spirit of yajna or spirit of sacrifice, my eyes are attracted towards whatever I desire. The mind goes out through the eyes and tries to grab those objects which are pleasant to my eyes. So that is what is normally being done by our sense organs. Whatever is pleasant, the mind runs through particular organs and tries to grab those objects. Now this person doesn't do that. This person tries to practice self-control. It is, so here the self-control is the fire. And in this fire of self-control, this person pours the oblation of the sense organs. So now sense organs are purified by this fire of control. Now, see, the completely different actions will take place from the point of view of awareness. Now the eyes will go to some object because it is necessary, not because they are getting drawn. There is control. Like the horses, you know, in many places like Upanishads, you get this analogy of horses being controlled through the reins. The sense organs are considered horses. So they will be running after their what they like. But if you are riding chariot or a cart, driven by those horses, and if you have no control over them, if they are just loose going anywhere they want, then you will not be able to reach your destination using that kind of cart. And therefore what is told here is that control them. That becomes a yajna, a sacrifice then. You will be using them. They will not be dragging you. See the two different things. You are getting otherwise dragged by your sense organs. Now, as a matter of sacrifice, what will happen? You will be using them. It is whatever you want to see, the eyes will see. Not whatever the eyes feel beautiful or nice, and not that they will be allowed to go there. This is many a times our problem, friends, that we say that my mind is many times all ruffled, uncontrolled, so many thoughts come in the mind, how to control it? The beginning it has to be done from, you know, stopping the wrong kind of input getting into our minds through different sense organs. And that like when you want to stop your computer from getting viruses, You have to stop that getting wrong things through the input devices into it. You should not let those things get into your system. And how do they, this system is also like that, that our eyes see something. Now, I see something that doesn't just stop there. It starts making my waves in my mind. That I have seen something, but that seeing is now making my mind turbulent. I should get it. Or one becomes worried about what will happen to me. That so many emotions get started by something that you see, and it keeps on bothering oneself constantly. You hear something and one starts thinking about it, and keeps on worrying and getting the mind disturbed. Why should we do that? And just hear about our goal, and just see that helps to go to our goal. Don't do anything else. You may say that the world has so many things. Yes, you go to mall, it doesn't mean you have to buy the whole mall or everything that it has on offer. How do you do your shopping? You go to the shop and then you choose that this is what I need. And then what you need, you get. Not everything. So from the world also, you don't have to get everything and disturb your mind. Many people who do not know how to do shopping, what do? They buy so many unnecessary things, clutter their house. They don't use those things. After a while, those things therefore go into the garage. Many people I have seen, the car is kept outside. The garage is full of all other unnecessary stuff. Afterwards, then that it is garage sale, you know. It is. How this happens, it is because we didn't purchase things thinking. Collected all the clutter. So our mind also becomes cluttered, disorganized because of that. Seeing unnecessary things, hearing unnecessary things, touching unnecessary things. It is therefore very important to practice this control. We will come to this later again in Bhagavad Gita in details, that how this is to be practiced. But this is a type of sacrifice, that yes, put senses into the fire of this sanyama, this control. Self-control is to be practiced. And self-control brings lot of happiness in life. And let us not think that if I start controlling myself, then it will be all, life will be morose. I have the tendency to go and grab that, and then that gives me joy. No, friends, let us not delude ourselves that that brings joy to our life. If we get control, that will bring much more happiness. This is a very common notion, that all those objects that drag me, if I stop running after them, then the life will be all moroseness and dullness, and I will not like to live that kind of life. Friends, it is not really so. When would you think that That car is best to drive in such a way. Would you drive a car when it goes all over here, there, anywhere, hitting this and hitting that? No, that is not. You want to use the car to go to the destination. It is not the objects need not be dragging you. That is a great principle. One becomes happy when one's instruments are under one's control. If that is not the case, then those instruments, instead of helping us, become hindrances in life. Our sense organs, motor organs, all these are our instruments. They become our instruments only so far as we know how to control them. If not, then they are not our instruments. They work for our destruction. They become an unnecessary load with us. Like that person, he was given lot of money by the king. He had come to the king's court and king liked him, some arts he had shown. And then the king gave him a lot of money and told that as you will be going through this on the forest to your town, and there will be dacoits and all, so here is a sword and a shield for your protection. And after some time, this person came back all robbed. What happened? Now the robbers came. Did you not put up a fight? You had the sword and the shield that I had given. Did you not fight with them? How can I fight, O king? How can I fight? Why? You know, my both hands were tied. One hand was holding the shield and other hand was holding the sword. So my both hands being tied like that, I could not fight. Now look, these are the sword and the shield were given as the instruments for fighting, the tools for fighting. But since this fellow didn't know how to use them, what happened? They became rather burdens. So similarly, our sense organs, motor organs, they become torments, burdens to us if we do not have control over them, if we do not know how to use them. So this is what is told here, that one must practice this principle of sacrifice, control those. Then there are some others who do shabdadin vishayananya indriyagni sujuvati. Again, there are some who offer these sound and various objects of senses. They offer them into the senses as sacrifice. Means whatever this object is given to the senses only as a matter of worship. It is not given as a matter of enjoyment, but as a matter of sacrifice. Two things become so different. So this principle is therefore making us evolve. It is like eyes are meant for seeing. Exactly, you should not be keeping the eyes shut, they must be used. But pour the object of vision into the organ of eye as an oblation. The principle is so beautiful. The whole action then becomes very different, that this oblation is poured into the eye as it is the transformation there. It is now not that whether I like it or I don't like it. It is the question of what is needed there. You pour that oblation there. Similarly about all sense organs. they are considered fire here. In the earlier examples, the control was considered fire and the sense organs were put into them. Now, all different organs, they are considered fire, and the objects of those is considered as the oblation that is put in them. It is such a beautiful idea. So, not that a person who is practicing spiritual discipline is always with closed eyes. No. It is whatever is necessary to be seen, whatever is prescribed, that alone is put into the eyes. And nothing else. Like in the sacrifice, there are prescribed things which are to be put in the fire. So, only the prescribed things are seen and not anything else. It is, such becomes the consciousness. It is seen in the life of many saints that they see exactly what is required, ears hear exactly what is required, and nothing else is taken in at all. It is because this is how these organs, they now are considered as fire, and the objects are the oblations. So, whatever is fit for using as worship, that alone is put in. An example, a beautiful incident in the life of Swami Saradananda, a direct disciple of Sri Ramakrishna, and was known to be quite calm and very focused. He was in United States. In fact, he came to Providence and gave a lecture at Brown University. So, once when he was busy doing lot of works, he was the General Secretary of Ramakrishna Mission and used to be very busy person, constantly had to take care of so many administrative matters, and he was at that time also writing the very famous unique biography of Sri Ramakrishna, Sri Ramakrishna the Great Master. So that biography writing work was going on too. And there were many who had assembled there for, there were other Swamis also in that same building, and many devotees used to come. And once there was a lot of laughter going on. Some distinct discussion, and everybody was laughing, and that laughter went way up, the pitch went up higher and higher. So one of the ladies there who was attendant to Holy Mother, who was staying there, she said, "Oh, what are you doing? Can you not keep your pitch this low? You are shouting so much. Don't you see that that Swami Saradananda is there, working there? Are you not aware of that?" And Swami Saradananda heard this and told that lady that, don't worry, let them, let them have their fun, doesn't matter. I have told my ears that hear only what is necessary. Don't hear anything else, and ears do not hear anything else. See, that is the control that comes to one's life. It is not as an age-old story. This is how the life gets transformed. It is, and it is possible for each of us. It is not that it was possible only for him. It is possible for each of us, friends. If we go on, just as if we go on climbing, it is possible for us. It is, we have to use that according to our constitution, our condition, we have to use the proper means, and we will get there. This is one type of sacrifice. Then next is similar to the what is told earlier as self-control. Sarvanendriya karmani prana karmani chapare atma sanyam yogagna juhati jnana depite. It is the 27th verse. Others offer the functions of all organs and pranas in the fire of the yoga of self-controlled, lighted by knowledge. Here the difference is, here also it is the fire is that of self-control, but a little higher level. Self-control has gone one step higher here. This self-control is now lighted by the fire of knowledge. That it is the knowledge that there is no enjoyer, enjoyed, all is one reality. That knowledge has lighted this fire of self-control. And all actions, not only the sense organs are put into that fire as in the earlier verse, but all actions are now done with this awareness, and this is the control. This person tries to control all actions, and prana karma means even the actions like breathing and all get into that controlled. It is not that the breathing is just going on. It is also done as a sacrifice. You take the breath according to requirement, conscientiously. And not that it is going just happening. We really don't breathe. Normally breathing happens. Nobody is aware that I am breathing. Rarely. This yogi is not like that. The one who practices yoga has a different breathing. It is according to how much is necessary, for what it is the breathing is provided. Because breathing is a great tool, a very important tool for the control of our mind. It is, if one learns to control breath, then because of that the mind also gets controlled. We know that the emotions, they are connected with our breath. Every emotion has a particular breathing pattern, if we notice. If one is angry, see the breath changes. If one is excited, again there is a corresponding change in breath. If there is some desire comes very strongly, then again that gets reflected in breath. All, if one is scared, that scare immediately gets reflected in one's breath. So now, if we see this connection, then by learning to control the breath, we will be able to control this emotional disturbance also. It is, therefore, one can practice these things. This breathing is therefore a great tool. So this is one type of sacrifice that some people undertake. Then there is this dravya yajna, tapo yajna, yoga yajna, stha pare, swadhyaya jnana yajnascha, yatayah samshitavratah. There are others who sacrifice through gifts. It is like when you are giving something to somebody, like offering money, offering something to someone, treat it as sacrifice. It is giving to divine. So don't expect anything from that. It is, that is the sacrifice. tapo yajna, others again who sacrifice through penance, then still others who sacrifice through yoga, while there are others, aspirants of austere vows, who sacrifice through knowledge from scriptural studies. All these are like scriptural study. It can be undertaken as a matter of sacrifice. It is that, yes, I am studying this. It is a worship. It is not that I am doing it for getting some name, fame, or some intellectual knowledge, intellectual fun. It is not that. It is a sacrifice. If that awareness is there, through this awareness of sacrifice, every activity gets transformed. Some people give donations, very good. Now these donations, that is a great spiritual practice for human beings, to donate. Did I tell you that story? That it is king of demons, and the king of the angels, and human beings. All these three went to their common father for advice. And this common father gave them advice, not in a big lecture like I am giving. It is just one syllable, friends. Just one syllable was told to them. Okay, you want advice? Okay. And he said that one, the. Now, everybody understood according to their tendencies. The demons thought that, well, he is asking us show compassion. So they took the meaning of word the as daya. Daya means compassion in Sanskrit. Why? Because they thought that we are cruel demons. Our problem is cruelty. So Lord wants us to get rid of this cruelty. So they understood this the means daya, means show compassion. Those who were these angels, their life was mired in lot of just enjoyments, running after this these heavenly pleasures and all that. So that used to be their life. So they understood that, yes, we must control these tendencies. That is what our problem is, to run after those things, towards enjoyments. So, by the, they understood the word damana, means control. Don't let your organs run after the enjoyments. So, according to their idea, they understood. Human beings, they have the tendency to possess. And our problem is we want to possess. Things are bought and kept, and I will say mine. My this and my that and my that. So therefore, human beings understood it as dana, to give. That is the problem, that is the solution. As is the disease, the medicine is that which counters it. So human beings understood it as dan, to donate. So that is how the same word gave the right teaching to everybody. So that is how these human beings do the dravya yajna, tapo yajna, yoga yajna. So many different sacrifices are told. Then some more will be told. We shall try to see them next time. Our time is almost finished. So, any questions?